If you can't dance with your neighbors, you live in the wrong place. That's one of the powerful lines from one of Margarita Ingles' poems, featured in her new book, Jazz Owls. The novel tells the story of the Zoot Suit Riots, or as Engel calls them, the Sailor Riots. Engel's poetry weaves the story of a Mexican-American family in Los Angeles, California, living under the shadow of the Second World War. We have Margarita Engel joining us to talk about her book and about the importance of this story today in 2018. Engel is also the first Latino Young People's Poet Laureate. Thank you for joining us, Margarita.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So give us a sense of the historical context in which your novel takes place. What was happening at the time and what exactly the Zoot Suit Riots were?
Well, the first thing that happened is millions of sailors were receiving their basic training in Los Angeles, which is my hometown. Hundreds of musicians also poured into Los Angeles. Wherever the sailors went, there was music and dancing, and the USO encouraged local girls to come out and dance with the sailors. It was good for morale for them to get out and have fun on their way to these horrible battlefields. But the sailors were coming from all over the country, including the South, and many of them were enraged at the sight of interracial dancing. They just could not handle seeing the young Mexican-American youth dancing together with white kids and black kids and Chinese. And the sailors attacked the young Mexican-American boys who were wearing zoot suits, which were loose, cool clothing that was perfect for this type of dancing. And they stripped the Mexican-American teenagers of their zoot suits and burned the clothes. They pulled kids off of streetcars. They pulled them out of movie theaters and coffee shops, restaurants, and the sailors rioted. But the police would not arrest men in uniform, so they arrested the teenagers.
Your novel is centered around a Mexican-American family that is having a firsthand experience with these riots. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the main characters?
Yes, I really wanted to look at the lives of women at the time. Even though the sailors were attacking boys, primarily teenage boys, these girls were being encouraged by their government, by the U.S. government, to go out and dance with the sailors. And so again, for me, there's this tremendous contrast between being expected to be patriotic, to dance, and to donate blood, and to have a victory garden, all of these things while the sailors are attacking your brothers. I wanted to look at the ways in which the attitudes of girls and women and also the opportunities for them changed very quickly during these war years. They were working in the canneries at first, but as the war went on, they moved into the aircraft industry and making parachutes and all sorts of jobs that would have been filled by men before the war.
Now, we've alluded to this a little bit, but I'd love it if you could give us a clear sense of the parallels that are in your book and also what you're seeing, what we as a country are seeing playing out today in 2018, particularly with Latino either undocumented or even in some cases not undocumented Americans.
Well, I think it's really history repeating itself in terms of the U.S. government choosing scapegoats to stir up fear. The reporters, you know, saw an opportunity to sell newspapers, and so they would speculate and exaggerate and tell the story in a way that it would create fear, because fear sells when it comes to newspapers. And today it would be the, you know, 24-hour news cycle. So this thing of choosing Latinos as scapegoats happens repeatedly, and again, contrasts very dramatically with the official image of the country as a champion of freedom.
I wanted to ask you, was that what actually led you to want to write this book? Was seeing these types of changes something that compelled you to write it, or were there other reasons behind that?
Well, I had already started. I had been researching it for a long time. I was aware as I grew up of the history of the Zoot Suit riots. So I really kind of wanted to zero in on the emotional essence of the story. What did it feel like? And I hope that a young reader, a teenager, a sixth grader even, might read this story and imagine, you know, what it felt like and become interested in history and how history repeats itself, so that we can, you know, if we learn about it, we can prevent that from happening, but also become interested in poetry. I think poetry is very personal and very emotional. It's a safe place for a young person's emotions, and they need that safe place for their emotions. And I would hope that reading poetry might inspire them to write some of their own, too.
And you were actually going to share a poem, which is an excerpt from this book. Before you read that poem, I'm wondering if you can tell us who's the central character and what they're dealing with.
Well, there are two sisters in the family, and this one is Lorena, and she's working in the canneries, and she's become a union organizer. And at this point, she's talking about the ways things are changing, and the poem is titled, "What Will the Future Be Like?" It's in the voice of Lorena. While peach season leads to tomatoes, Marisela is gradually transformed from one person into another without losing her original self. I'm changing too, my hair bobbed short, my clothes so deliberately dull that no one would dream of wearing them to a dance. I spend part of my paycheck on union dues for dignity and part on war bonds to help Papa and Nico fight for liberty from the Nazis' hateful ways. But who will struggle for freedom from racial hatred here at home?
Margarita Engel is the first Latino Young People Poets Laureate. Her book, Jazz Owls, a novel of the Zoot Suit Riots, is on sale now. Margarita, thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.